Oasis Audio presents How to Be a Lady by Candace Simpson Giles. Read for you by Mimi Black. Introduction. When How to Be a Lady was first published in 2001, the world was a vastly different place. The emergence of the Internet, as how we communicate, shop, and meet new people, has definitely been a game changer in the world of etiquette as we know it. In today's world, we do most of our communicating on cell phones and computers. Going through security at the airport is much more complicated than it was 10 years ago. But despite how different things are, the principles of good manners remain the same. Please and thank you still work on almost every occasion. And treating others the way you want to be treated is still the way a lady should conduct her life. So despite the new pressures women today feel because of our changing world, it is important to maintain the patience and civility that every lady has. Being a woman does not automatically make one a lady. The term lady has evolved to mean many new and different things over the past 100 years. Manners, attitudes, appropriate dress, and social mores have changed so dramatically that our grandmother's definition of being a lady hardly resembles today's expectations. The rapid evolution of the modern woman over the last century has brought with it both confusion and fulfillment. Women have stepped back and asked themselves just exactly how to properly handle their new status and situations that arise in their professional careers and active personal lives. White gloves and hats are not as much a part of our dress standard as they were for the women of earlier generations, nor does a woman find that she has to have a male escort to attend functions. A lady, by today's definition, knows that educating herself in every...